Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. We are truly honored and delighted to host the lesson prep tonight. It feels so overwhelming because the friends are so great. At the beginning of this preparation, you felt how much each one was giving up themselves more and more to enter this womb and really create this space for the Creator to fill it with His love and warmth. And we want nothing more for all the friends to truly feel this this care that we want to bring all of you today and enter this lesson with the importance of the friends, the group, and of truly keeping this in our hearts all the time. So thank you, friends. Huge l'chaim.
We're going to read an excerpt from the source. It is written that by gathering a few friends together, since they each have but a small force of love of others, meaning they can carry out the love of others only potentially, when they implement it, they remember that they have decided to relinquish self-love in favor of love of others. But in fact, one sees that he cannot relinquish any pleasure of the will to receive in favor of another, not even a bit. However, by assembling a few people who agree that they have to achieve the love of others, when they annul themselves before one another, they are all intermingled. Thus, in each person, there accumulates a great force according to the size of the association. And then each can execute the love of others in actual fact. Again, it is written that by gathering a few friends together, since they each have but a small force of love of others, meaning they can carry out the love of others only potentially, when they implement it, they remember that they have decided to relinquish self-love in favor of love of others. But in fact, one sees that he cannot relinquish any pleasure of the will to receive in favor of another, not even a bit. However, by assembling a few people who agree that they have to achieve the love of others, when they annul themselves before one another, they are all intermingled. Thus, in each person there accumulates a great force according to the size of the association. And then each can execute the love of others in actual fact.
Now question for active workshop. How can we execute the love of others in actual fact? One more time. How can we execute the love of others in actual fact?
Love of others in actual fact and in practice. That's our ability to highlight towards one another how much spirituality is important to us, how much we wish to come out of ourselves, we wish to come out of the will to receive. And by becoming an example for each other, we actually execute love of others in practice.
It seems like it's the effort we make among ourselves each day, because we're always in a process of matching, so matchmaking between the friends and the Creator. We're constantly making an effort to bring the friends closer to love, to this place of connection between us, where the Creator can be revealed between us, which is love.
We see in the excerpt that in order to reach love of others in practice, we have to annul towards one another, and then one will be able to incorporate with everyone, and everyone will be able to receive the strength of the society. And as we learn, this is the opening to the new degree, the degree of the Ibu, when we are in a mutual state of annulment. So we have to assist one another, help, give all the support each one needs at this moment, all the conditions, all the confidence a friend can receive from me. This is, as far as I'm concerned, executing love of others in practice, that I do everything so the friends will feel confident together with me to do this action, that we enter together into a mutual annulment and annulment towards the Creator.
By each one bringing his desire, his willingness to connect to the quality of bestowal. By this we help each other. It's enough that we have a little bit of an inclination toward it, a disposition toward it. It's already a great thing.
Yeah, our thoughts show where our attention lies. If I think of the friends and I try to think how to incorporate with them what they have, what they're lacking, maybe I begin to discover the merits of the friends. This thought reveals the love between us and creates a prayer.
Yes, there's so much power and feeling in this love of friends that you can really carry it out in any way. But as long as we give it to the friends, as long as we absorb it and give it, and try to set an example, as you said. In the end, it's the feeling that comes from the Creator. So if we hold it among us, it is the most practical act we can do.
Somewhere I'm missing the word gift in all the intentions and the feelings. We need something to clothe all this inner warm, inner attitude and practice. So in the gift you need the concessions, you need to send a bullet.
Excerpt number 2. One mustn't wait another moment. Instead, he should say, if not now, then when? And he must not wait for a better time. So then I will get up and do the work of holiness. Rather, it is as our sages said, do not say, I will study when I have time, lest you will not have time. But after the fact, said Bala Sulam, one must believe in private providence, that it was not the person who called upon the Creator, but the Creator who called upon the person and told him, I want you to speak to me. It follows that the reason for the nearing did not come from the individual, but from the Creator. For this reason, one mustn't think that the Creator did not hear the prayer. Rather, He brought him near, even before he turned to the Creator to bring him near Him. Again, one mustn't wait another moment. Instead, he should say, if not now, then when? And he must not wait for a better time. So then I will get up and do the work of holiness. Rather, it is as our sages said, do not say, I will study when I have time, lest you will not have time. But after the fact, said Bala Sulam, one must believe in private providence, that it was not the person who called upon the Creator, but the Creator who called upon the person and told him, I want you to speak to me. It follows that the reason for the nearing did not come from the individual, but from the Creator. For this reason, one mustn't think that the Creator did not hear the prayer. Rather, He brought him near even before he turned to the Creator to bring him near Him.
A question for a silent workshop. Let's speak with the Creator through the 10 and pray for the friends right now. Again, let's speak with the Creator through the 10 and pray for the friends right now.